There has been another attack on Christians in Egypt today. Gunmen stopped buses carrying Egyptian Coptic Christians to mass and opened fire, killing at least 28 and wounding more than two dozen others. This happened about 150 miles south of Cairo. Just last month, two bombings killed more than 40 Egyptian Christians on Palm Sunday. Joining us now is NPR's Jane Arraf. She's in Cairo. And Jane, first of all, tell us more about this attack and what happened.
Well, Jeremy, it was two buses full of Christians who were going to visit a local monastery. So it's Friday here, the day of rest, and it's a day when Christians, particularly in Minya province, where they don't have a lot of churches, actually get on buses if they can and go to a nearby church or go to the monastery. They were on their way to a place called a St. Samuel Monastery, an ancient place, 1,400 years old, when they were stopped by gunmen, unknown gunmen, who opened fire on the vehicles. And that's when most of them were killed or wounded. State TV is showing pictures of buses that have been shot up with blood on the sand next to them and shattered windows. So really a horrific scene.
And we don't yet know who exactly did this, but we do know that ISIS has claimed responsibility for other attacks on Coptic Christians in Egypt. How active is ISIS in the country?
Well, the Egyptian government has been waging a very fierce fight against the local affiliate of ISIS in North Sinai province. That's a province that where access is restricted, where it's been under a state of emergency for some time. Now, after the recent bombings in Cairo, just before Easter, the Egyptian government declared that state of emergency would be extended across the entire country. Those attacks were claimed by ISIS. So they actually are very active in parts of Egypt, and they have made clear that Christians will be one of their favorite targets. But the government here has been fighting a very fierce battle in the North Sinai for some time that's unrelated to these attacks.
Now, you were recently in the area where this attack occurred. What are the conditions like there for Christians?
They're a little bit difficult at the moment. So you've got the ISIS attacks on Christians, but even more worryingly to many of them are the attacks by local people on them. And in many towns and villages, these are attacks by people they've lived with for years, sometimes generations. So in Minya province, I went to one town that's been a flashpoint of violence. And in that town, after the suicide bombings of a church and a cathedral around Easter, people had gathered to pray in a house, and they were attacked. Some of the townspeople tried to set some of the buildings on fire. Police now have that town surrounded as they have other towns surrounded, and they're trying to tamp down the violence. But when I asked people in that village what their problem was with their Christian neighbors, they said, "We don't have a problem with Christian neighbors, but we have a problem with churches." So It's not an atmosphere where they feel welcome in a lot of places. The government says it's trying hard to protect them, but as we've seen, there are limits to the protection that the government can offer them.
Jane, what does this say about the state of Egypt in general? It's had so much political turmoil over the last several years, but it's also been trying to reestablish itself as really one of the most important countries in the region. What do you think this says about the state of Egypt?
Well, I think it says, as in many countries, that there are a lot of different pressures at play. And one of the particular pressures here is what's happened after the revolution that toppled Hosni Mubarak, who had this country in an iron grip for 30 years. So after he was toppled, there was a Muslim Brotherhood government that was elected, and then that government was overthrown in a military coup. Now, Christians have supported President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, who took power after that coup. At the same time, because they supported the toppling of that Muslim Brotherhood government, that didn't make them very popular with a lot of Egyptians who actually supported the Islamists. So there's that pressure. There is the pressure of the Egyptian president and security apparatus here trying to keep control of a country that is very poor, has a lot of unemployed places. In places, there are young people who are susceptible to the ISIS influence. So it's really a country where they're struggling.
That's NPR's Jane Arraf joining us from Cairo. Jane, thank you.
Thank you.